Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Arthur Smith spoke to the media today. We're going to talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. He was one of the first guys sitting there asking the question. Our buddy Steve Weiss from NFL Network sat down with him as well. We're going to talk to Arthur Blank, our owner, coming up at 5:25 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The thing that came out of Arthur Smith's mouth today, Desmond Ridder, is going to be the guy that gets a shot to start and be the starter. He talked about the role of Heinicke and understanding his role as a backup. We've been talking about it today. Also, earlier today, Steak and Sandra were talking about this. And, Mike, apparently a guy called in, and they were talking about, you know, if you were to get Lamar, okay, and we don't know how this is going to play out, what team's going to end up with him. I said all along this poker game is still going on. We'll see what team ultimately ends up with him. Today, as Arthur Smith said this, I think a lot of people are saying, okay, we're completely out of the running. It's our poll question at Dukes and Bell. Right. But this gentleman called in, and he was like telling Steak, hey, you know, here's how I feel about Lamar Jackson, and I was listening to this other show too.
Zito and Cumming here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Well, Dukes and Bell said yesterday, I hate to bring them up, but I love you guys too.
Yeah.
They said do it after the draft. They said keep this pick. Get a pass rusher.
Yeah, okay, but Baltimore wants the 8th pick. So if you get the better we
can.
Right. And by the way,
why are you listening to those guys?
And what the hell are they?
Come on, Steak. Let these guys finish.
Steak, why are you censoring the listener? For free speech, man. For crying out.
I mean, let these guys finish. I mean, come on, Steaky.
Cross promotion, Steak. We learned it at the old radio station. And now you're strong arming the listener out of promoting the afternoon drive.
There was nothing wrong with what he said.
And we just replayed an Alex Anthopoulos interview, you know?
We absolutely did. I mean, I don't understand.
From the steakhouse. Now, granted, Chris did cut some of the filler out of it, but that never means they're there.
Sandra's laughing in the background when this caller is like, I was listening to Dukes and Bell. I love you guys too.
Listen to Zito, Vito, whatever your name is. Moving on. Next caller.
Come on, don't censor these folks. Come on, Steaky. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Oren, you're going to have to screen better.
There'll be no mention of other programs other than Atlanta Eats on the Steakhouse.
Or Atlanta Eats on the radio. Okay.
Cha-cha.
Kendall Milton. Mike, injury for the dogs. Unfortunately, the senior running back is now going to miss the rest of spring practice due to a hamstring. Do we need to see Kendall Milton in spring?
No, didn't you see enough of him last year?
The M&M
guys. Now, McIntosh moves on to the NFL, but I think you know what you got with Milton. And, you know, I kind of wanted a little more, I was honest, a little more McIntosh last year at times, but Milton certainly showed you what he can do. Andrew Paul, redshirt freshman, also banged up with an ACL. We talked about tight end rooms a little thin. This is the dogs, and like Doritos, they'll make more, but I don't really sweat that. Yeah, I mean, for the spring game, you'd like to see all the weapons out there on the field, but, you know, the injuries are part of it. They had some injuries last spring as well.
Yeah, he isn't the only banged-up running back for the dogs. Dewan Edwards,
right,
as well, limited. So you've got freshman, I think his name's Andrew Paul, who also is not a full participant. But they've got backs. And again,
Roderick Robinson's a dude. A lot of guys are excited about. Dog Nation had a big article about that the other day, right, Chris?
Is he stout or what? Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like what I saw from him. But here's the deal. The point is, Milton, I don't need to see. There are certain guys. Like Brock Bowers shouldn't be practicing, okay, for me. But I know they're going to let him play, and he wants to be out there. And we talked to Connor Riley. He'll join us, I think, tomorrow on the show as well from Dog Nation. But I don't need to see Brock Bowers. No. Like, I don't need, there's nothing he needs to prove. Milton is one of those guys, too, Mike, as a senior who's been there, toted the rock. I think he's in a good spot. This is smart. Right. You don't need to injure this hamstring.
And by the
further.
Way, I just mentioned, we'll talk to Connor Riley tomorrow for Dog Report. And Roderick Robinson, 6 foot, 235 pounds. That's a bruising style running back for Georgia. That's like kind of taking you back to the old days, like Herschel. And, you know, that's yes, sir. I like that kind of body.
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean,
yeah, George Rogers types, right?
I dig the fact that you have a variety of guys that can tote it. And you've got different kinds of styles of running, which has always kind of been the thing, whether, you know, it was Gurley or, you know, going back to James Cook. Or you just had a variety of guys that can do different things. The big thing is most of these guys, Mike, are so good out of the backfield.
Right.
For most of the Georgia running
backs. But when you say that kind of size, it kind of takes you back to the guys who were always big in the dudes. Finals for the Heismans in the early 80s, right?
Yeah, big guys. You let us know, guys, 404-741-0929. The only thing I need to figure out for the Dogs, and simplistic, is what's happening with the quarterbacks. Like, I think the O-line's going to be fine. You've got the best center in the country coming back. Your D is going to be good. And, Mike, you know it always starts with the D.
Right.
You don't have a whole lot to worry about in this unprecedented run, by the way, to potentially win a third national championship.
But as we know, the new pressure that comes with
Bobo,
because people will be looking at the spring games and everybody's going to be. That's the thing. This is one of those spring games where everybody is going to be like, wow, breaking it. Remember you and I at, was it 93K Day?
Yeah.
And it was.
Incredible.
Wasn't it JT Daniels?
No. It was Jacob Eason.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it the ball coming out of Eason's hand?
Yeah.
That we're losing our mind.
Everybody's like, oh! Because he threw like a 10-yard out, and it was like, phew, like a missile.
And you and I were literally, but the ball made that noise as it was going by.
Yeah, it was Eason.
So you understood all the hype. That's right, it was Jacob Eason.
It was Eason. And we thought that was going to be the guy that helps win Georgia a national championship. Mm. And it just goes to show you, things never, hardly ever play out the way you expect them to.
And by the way, he's been on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 football teams.
Who, Eason?
Eason in the NFL.
Where's he at now, Raiders?
He is Carolina Panthers.
He's the backup for the Panthers?
Correct.
Oh, because Darnold left. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I thought he was at the Raiders. I think he goes by like Skinny Boy or Skinny Guy 10 or something like that on social media, because back when he was at Georgia.
But
I remember,
Chris, you weren't here. It was so funny because we always joke around about it, how Eason was like, you know, Eason's my guy. And then Fromm kind of said, Fromm time! We used to joke around. Fromm now, Fromm tomorrow, Fromm forever.
Well, here's the deal.
They turned on Eason like a rabid dog, and then Fromm became the flavor.
But think about that. Since Kirby's gotten here, Mike, Fromm was really good, and we hardly talk about him, right? Like, he won a lot of games. He did a lot of good things.
I thought he, for whatever reason, and maybe that was something to do with the then offensive coordinator, I thought he went backwards. I thought he was better as a freshman. I thought he was better early on and then kind of went backwards.
Yeah, Fromm. And then and now it's all about, can anybody live up to what Stetson Bennett has done these last two seasons? This is going to be hard to top. It just is. And no matter what you think of Stetson, and I still think he gets drafted, Mike, I don't think the arrest in Dallas or any of that stuff is going to affect his long-term, viability.
Didn't do a great job of, like, presenting what happened there, but, at the combine. By the way, it was 24-7 touchdowns to interceptions, 30-6, and then 24-5. All three great years by any metric.
Fromm. But he won a lot, and now it's like we don't even talk about him. That's what's crazy. That's where the program is, and I think more importantly, that's where Stetson and the quarterback play has been elevated. I don't think, and I never thought Stetson Bennett was a game manager. We had this conversation about Fromm when he took over, and I think now we're going to find out whether it's Vandegrift or Gunner.
Hey, you know what? We've never.
I don't think they're going to be game managers either.
And we don't really have to go down this road because it was a Cheney issue. But, I mean, what if Monken was there when Fields was there? And what if he gotten on the field?
Mm.
Just a thought. I mean, again, it's water under the bridge. You got two natties. You don't have to worry about that controversy because it doesn't matter anymore, but it would have been interesting.
Yeah, listen, I can say this. Justin had a great time at Ohio State. He went on and had great success. I don't think he thinks about not being at Georgia. He would have loved to have done that because
I'm just
sure
how dynamic Monken sort of made everybody.
Yeah, but I know everybody.
When he was allowed to.
Everybody's still talking about this, and I don't even know if it's like top of mind for Justin. Like, Justin, the play we remember Justin for, unfortunately, is the fake punt. It's unfortunate, right? That's what you remember.
And by the way, there's a learning curve for Kirby, too, and that's in the rear view as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about, spring football. There are a lot of questions to be answered, but I think that's the biggest one. But injuries to a couple of running backs that are not participating, and I'm with Mike. I don't think this is a huge concern, but what I don't want is I don't want to look up and see some of these other key guys, Bowers, or some of these other guys that we've talked about on the defensive side of the football – injured, and now you're worried about them being ready for the start of the season.
I do know this. Of the three quarterbacks that are in that room right now, somebody's going to be on another football team next
year. You think they're transferring?
Yes. Portal. I think somebody is, yeah, for sure.
You think that's on the wall. Who's in the portal?
I just think, look, now it's great everybody wants to bide their time, but I think they've already bid their time, right? Do you bid your time? They've already done, they've been done biding their time. I think they're ready to go. I would think that, you know, and maybe Gunnar Stockton comes out of the, you know, because he's a guy that Bubble has a bit of a relationship with. It's according to the guys at Dog Nation.
All right, this is not college football related, but I do want to mention it. Mike and I were talking about it. I don't even know if I sincerely care. But Calvin Ridley is going to wear the number 0 for the Jaguars. That has been announced. It had to be approved by the NFL. It has been. So according to the rules and all this stuff, players being allowed to wear 0, Calvin Ridley will be 0 for the Jaguars. Okay. And the reason why I say that is because, again, we wish him all the best, but he hurt our football team. And, you know, you could even say, Mike, our draft would have been completely different if Calvin Ridley was here. We don't go draft Drake London. I don't believe that's the case. I think you look at that draft differently. But we couldn't because you knew you were going to be without wide receiver number one.
Yeah, I know that you know, there's a lot of mixed emotions about this. A lot of guys thought that the Falcons should have ridden this thing out. I debate that.
Write it out how?
Yeah, like we should have kept him. We should have stayed with. No, I mean, guys, the way things went down. Now, once he writes that the article and he explains where his head was at, okay, I still wish he could have made some kind of effort to get the help he needed while he was here. Before he then compounded the situation by gambling. Because remember, it's two different separate things.
Yep.
There was the mental component to it, and then there, once he had free time, doing something which everybody knows in the NFL you cannot do, regardless if some people can't get their heads around it because the NFL embraces professional sports gambling now. So either way, we wish him well. Don't wish him ill, Will. You know, hope he does well down there.
I do too. All right, guys, plenty more to get to. He is Mike Bell, ATL.
You're damn right I am.
I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow us across all social media platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever else you might want to find us. And we're on Twitch. Big shout out to Whispers, who runs the cameras for us, ATL 929 The Game. YouTube, 929 The Game. You can watch us and see what is going on. All right, Cleveland is going to try to keep their 4-game road win streak alive tonight.
Oh, you know this for a fact?
They are coming in.
Starter's going
to
play.
They are coming in to take on our Hawks. We are 500 in the Eastern Conference, 23-23, all right? But we're currently 9th in the Eastern Conference. Mm. We need every one of these. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up, we'll talk about our Hawks. We got some guy talk on the way as well. 5:25, we'll talk to Arthur Blank, owner of our Atlanta Falcons. Mike, I didn't get a chance to tell this story yesterday, so I want to quickly tell this story.
Lay it on me.
Well, I put out over the weekend, I think it was actually Monday because I forgot Sunday after the horrific Texas loss, in the NCAA tournament. But I went to Finley's Butcher, which they have 3 locations, okay? And I went to the one up there in Ackworth. I was up in that area. They've got one in Douglasville and Dallas, Georgia. And many, many weeks ago, I met the son of the owner of the butcher shop.
Okay.
His name's David. Mikey listens every day. Like, repeat everything we talk about, he's on it.
You're the man, David!
And he is a huge sports fan. And literally, I went in, and I was going in to get a steak over the weekend. And I walk in, and David's like, hey, Dukes, man, what's going on? And he wants to talk about all the things that we've been talking about with the Falcons and the Braves and everything that's been going on. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I got something for you. And I said, what's that? He said, my delivery guys literally left A1 Bluefin.
Oh, I saw the photo you posted.
And I've got to move this. And they had a couple of, you know, they had a couple of huge pieces that they needed to move because they got a wrong delivery. And they said, hey, would you guys help us? So he says, it's discounted. It's discounted. Would you like some? So he brings it out, Mike. And it's just like,
I saw the picture. It was an unbelievable piece of fish.
And if you've never had bluefin, like literally, and if you're not familiar, you could catch this thing out of the ocean.
And eat it.
Eat it. Right there.
And we have.
And we have.
And it's good.
So he cuts it.
And I mean, some guys literally have a little thing of wasabi right there. Let's do it. They're on the boat.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So he cuts off a piece and he's like, look at this. And I'm in love. So I'm like, give it to me. So he gives me a couple of steaks, bluefin steaks.
Oh.
And if you're not familiar, like if you go to a restaurant, all right, and Mike and I are big foodies, steaky, and you're gonna pay like $150, $200 for like bluefin. Seriously. And I can't tell you the price. I got a great price. So that was what I had. Because
it's truly perishable. It's got to move. You got to move.
Got to move it, Mike. It was so good. And I didn't tell that story. So I got to give a big shout out to David and the guys at Finley Butcher Shop because they love the show. They listen to us all the time. And they do great work up there. But then he's like, but wait, there's more. He goes, you want a brisket? I go, I don't need a brisket. I'm like, I can't.
But that's the ultimate surf and turf.
I came in for a steak. I'm leaving with bluefin. He's like, I can give you a black brisket, Wagyu.
Oh, jeez.
For gold price. So there's gold and black. There are two different categories. The black, Mike, melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't need it. He's like, just let me show you. I'm like, I don't want it. I'm ready to leave. I got my bluefin. He shows me this brisket. I go, put it in the back for me.
See, you always get on me. I'm the king. And maybe you're the same. That's why you and I get along so well. We're both king of the upsell. You can upsell me on almost anything.
I'm like,
you
know put my name on it and put it in the back. He goes, it'll be waiting on you.
You know, for $10 more. Yes.
So now I'm super excited because I got to go back and get this brisket. But, David, thank you, man. And I had to tell that story, and I didn't tell it yesterday, but that was the picture for Dukes and Bell tailgating home.
Oh, that, yeah.
I had bluefin.
I saw that picture on my camera phone. I was like, they're going to lick the phone. It looks so good, man. That's outstanding.
It was crazy. All right, Guy Talks on the way, guys. Let's talk about our Hawks. Mike, what happens tonight as the Cavs come in? They are 31-15 in the Eastern Conference.
Well, you know, Carl, ironically, I think this is the game where things really come together for our team. I could totally see Trey and certainly DeJounte meshing as one and really showing the half-court dynamic offense we've been waiting for all season long. And I think John Collins is going to go for a double-double. I think Bogey's going to be 100%. I think it's going to be a big win. And then monkeys are going to fly out of my butt. Look, there's only six games left. You know, I mean, this is a seven. This is it. I mean,
so now, you're not a believer.
In a perfect world, all those things would happen. Trey would move without the ball, get a three, whoop, and then he'd have like, you know, I mean, even more points. I mean, again, he's top 10 in scoring in the league. I mean, that's what we need to happen.
Yeah.
And I know what I should have added to my list of impossibilities that can never happen is play perimeter defense, actually defend the three.
It's and by the way, Cleveland is good. Mike's right. They have accomplished their goal. They're in.
Right.
We're still trying to figure out where we are going to be. And that's why these games, like the other night,
we're not getting to seven. I just don't think we can get to seven. We're three games behind the Heat. Unless the Heat go into like a complete tailspin.
Well, we got to win out, don't we?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you got the Raptors beating down your neck. I mean, we're tied, guys. We're dead even with the Raptors. I mean, the only reason we're listed as eight on ESPN.com is because we're going alphabetically.
That's right.
Okay, so that's right. It. And then, oh, by the way, we're just one game ahead of the Bulls. And, you know, I don't believe we'd fall out of the 10, but, you know, we're in a tough spot right now.
We are.
And if you go to 10, you're on the road for everything. You get no home game.
Jared Allen out tonight. They're big guy. He's really good. So that could bode well for Capella and company. Okongwu, I'm just thinking out loud. The big should have a big night. Jared Allen's a beast on the glass.
Right.
He's a tough defend as well. So he's not playing tonight. But you said it. I mean, I don't know if they start resting their guys or not. I think it's a little early
right.
for that because we were talking about like Boston and Milwaukee. Bud's not resting his guys, Mike. They're trying to get home court advantage yeah. throughout.
Now, I don't know if you thought we were going to win 50 games this year, but with let's see, they're 48, they're 20 games over, 48 and 20. I thought we were, I don't look back and say this was stupid to say because I thought we were going to be the four seed. I thought we'd be the four seed. Now, we didn't know that Kevin Durant and Kyrie wouldn't be on Brooklyn. That would certainly give us a chance to maybe do even better, but. This thing has just never seemed to work out, and this last couple of games was an example of it. You know, you're in the mix against the Grizz, and you had open shots, and you didn't take them or you didn't make them.
Yeah.
At some point here over the next week, the Sixers, maybe the Celtics and Bucks, I don't know, you're only talking about two games, but I think they'll go to the end. And we, by the way, have to play the Sixers and the Celtics to end the season.
Right.
But at some point they'll realize, okay, this is our seeding, and we're fine with it. If they can't make any further progress, and then that's when you'll start to see guys rest, right? Embiid right. or whether it be Donovan Mitchell or whoever for the Cavs, but we're not there yet. And the thing is, the Nuggets are 51 and 24, Milwaukee's 54 and 21, and the Celtics are 52 and 23. Point is, again, if you end up playing the Nuggets or the right. Grizzlies or the Kings or the Suns for the championship, you want to have home court advantage, and that's why I think Milwaukee and Celtics will continue to play their guys.
Joker, your MVP again?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the numbers. He don't play like a defense, but yeah. he does everything else.
Triple-double. He's been incredible. And listen, I know some people are like, you know, if you went to a park, you wouldn't pick Joker to be the first guy on your team. But he balls out, man. He just balls out.
I mean, like, it's one of those things where you watch and you just say, wow, it just happens. All of a sudden you look up and they just get 25, right? Yeah. You're in the third quarter. And it's kind of like that when Luka's got his head screwed on straight because he doesn't look – Luka like almost moves like he's moving in slow motion coming up the court for a guy that size. By the way, I mentioned it yesterday. Today, with seven games left, we are the fourth most difficult strength of schedule. And Toronto, who we're trying to stay ahead of, is the third most difficult strength of schedule. So they got a little bit tougher than we do.
If Joker wins, by the way, he'll be the first guy to win it since Bird did it three times in a row in the 80s.
Wow.
Michael Jordan didn't do this, guys. Now, could he have? Yes, he could have gotten it every year. But, you know, that how that
And
goes.
You could argue LeBron at some point could have,
He
too.
Could have gotten it every yeah. year. I mean, there's stretches where LeBron in his prime, those 10 years where he's going to the finals, he could have gotten it every year. But they don't do that. But if you're going to give it to the best guy, I got to tell you, Embiid's in the running, Mike. He's leading the league in scoring.
Right.
Obviously, Giannis, but my vote right now is Joker. Yeah.
I mean, look, Luka's having a great year. We talked about SGA. SGA's not a brand yet, though, right? You always got to wait. It's another thing with these awards. You got to wait your turn, right? Giannis had to wait his. Giannis is having another top five season, too.
Yeah. Well, Joker is not only scoring, but he's giving you 12 rebounds a night, and he's giving you 10 assists. That's a triple-double.
Yeah, that's Oscar Robertson-type territory right there.
So, we'll see what the Hawks do tonight. Our coverage, by the way, begins at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tips at 7:30. Mike Conte will have the pre-half and post. And, of course, Steve Holman, bang, with the call, as we'll see if they're able to get one against the Cavs. And then we are at the Nets on Friday. And Mike mentioned this. As crazy as things have been with Brooklyn, they're still in front of us. No yeah, Kyrie.
I know.
They just shut Simmons down. Did you see this? The Brooklyn just shut Ben Simmons down, surprisingly. And, you know, you go back 2 years ago, we were like, Ben Simmons, bust. What is this guy? Nets shutting down Simmons for the rest of the season. And they're still in front of us.
I'm trying to find Trey where Trey stands as far as three-point shots made. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Dame Lillard, LaMelo Ball, Buddy Hield, Donovan Mitchell. I thought this year Trey was going to lead the league in three-point shooting under the impression that how do you have two guards that are ball dominant?
Yeah.
And it just never really shook out. And again, if you want to blame Nate, that Nate wasn't dynamic enough or imaginative enough. But I just thought it was pretty simple. Trey would move without the ball, and you'd have DeJounte use his athleticism to create, and Trey would get an open look and hit more threes, and it hadn't been the case.
It felt good. Trey shooting what, 34% on the season? 34. I wish it was better. By the way, Simmons, Jock Vaughn saying he is going to be shut down for the rest of the year through the playoffs after consulting with our doctors, multiple specialists. Mm. He's going to begin his rehab program. Doctors and specialists feel like and think that he'll have a full recovery. So that's where it goes. So, I mean, honestly, and Brooklyn's probably going to make they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose eight straight remaining games. So it's just crazy to think how things have shaken out. All right, guys, plenty more to get to. Mike, we got some guy talk on the way. Falcon Report as well. We'll give you the latest from the owners' meetings, and then we're going to talk with Arthur Blank at 525. What do we got coming up in guy talk?
Hey, man, what if I told you you could sample a woolly mammoth meatball? Is that something, Mr. Blue bluefin tuna you'd be interested in.
Call me bluefin.
Yes, woolly mammoth meatballs. Who's in for that? And just when you think we've battled back from inflation, the price of tequila may be going up.
What?
That's consumer news you can use coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Guy Talk. Never mind. It's time for shenanigans.
Yes. You looking for shenanigans? You came to the right place, pal. It is Dukes and Bell. We're heading to Houston, by the way, guys. Tomorrow night after the show, we'll be down there for the Final Four. Catch our exclusive broadcast coming up Thursday and Friday from H-Town. Gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be fun. And real quick, I was just gonna say, we talked about this a little bit, but I think, at least I hope, people are gonna pay a little bit more attention because it's up for grabs. Like, the prohibitive favorite, Mike, is what? UConn. But are you willing to bet that right now?
I'm happy with almost anybody winning. You know what I mean? I think, you know, there's likable storylines on almost every team.
There are.
You know, and as I said, though, I may have to go get that San Diego State lid, you know, be an Aztec fan for a couple days. So I mean, I got a lot of blowback and pushback from Seminole Nation saying that I was pulling for Larinaga and the U. Hey, one story we didn't get to yesterday because I went on my rant about trying to get a bush at Home Depot when I had to get the truck and all that stuff. I got sidetracked. Was the JT Realmuto story, which has already been commented. I want to get your take on this. To me, and I tweeted this yesterday, it's almost like the umpires are already in midseason unbearable form. Randy Rosenberg, now again, the picture does not tell the entire story because we don't know what led up to that. If Realmuto was framing strikes that he wasn't getting the call on. But if by now you've seen this, Realmuto puts his glove up, anticipating the ump to put the ball in after a foul ball, and the ump then goes to put the ball in, he pulls the glove back, almost like giving a handshake, psych, and then go into your hair. And then the ump starts looking at him, and he ejects him.
Gotcha.
And Real Muto's like, whoa, what the deuce? And he said, I thought you were going to throw it back to the pitcher. You know, maybe Real Muto was working him. But isn't this a bit ridiculous in spring training of all places?
Yeah.
For an ump to be in his bag?
Well, a couple of things. The umpires, if you guys weren't aware of this, in spring training they were doing more checks and trying to make sure that guys were aware that they're going to be checking gloves and pitchers coming off the mound, which is what they do. They were trying to get guys used to the pitch clock, so you saw some weird and wacky calls if you were paying attention to spring training just to get guys used to it. This was just being a jerk.
Yeah, and again, for those who need the backstory, Craig Kimbrell, by the way, is now on the Phillies. And Kimbrell apparently broke the 8-second rule, to your point, taking too long on the mound. Mm-hmm. And basically that's where Real Muto's like, ball, oh, psych. So it was almost, yes. So he was probably showing up the ump, but some would say the umps are going to need to be shown up because this is going to be a little bit silly. Manfred did send that memo out last week saying we're going to give more latitude for, you know, bang-bang plays at first, give the pitcher a chance to get back to the mound, you know, give the catcher a chance to get, you know, be, you know, take some more time, he needs to get ready, or if he's looking for a foul ball and he throws his mask. Common sense. How they're going to judge the bat boys and bat girls, I'll never know. They're going to have like a league for that, probably a fantasy bat boy and bat girl for who gets the bat and gets the ball up and down quick enough. They're actually saying that's got
to
be improved.
Is this similar, Mike, to throwing the ball very hard at the official and then getting a tech and being thrown out?
Very similar. And you know me, man, it's like, look, I got Trey's back 99.9% when it comes to the refs because the NBA refs have become brutal this season. But we're also in a perilous position with our playoff spot. You don't need your superstar player getting the boot,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
That was my beef. All right, man. We talked about, speaking of beef, Carl's unbelievable purchases at the butcher shop. That sounds mighty impressive. What if I told you there are scientists in Australia that have come up with a woolly mammoth meatball? Is that something you'd be interested in eating? Some creature that hasn't existed for millions of years on this planet turned into a meatball the size of a softball.
Okay, so what's it look like? Because when I think of a woolly mammoth,
well,
I think of hair.
No, I mean, it's the meat. I mean, you know, just like with a chicken, you're not eating the feathers.
So they're going to serve this, and they could tell me it's buffalo.
Well, they're not going to serve it because since the woolly mammoth has not been around for millions and millions of years, the scientists said that they're hesitant to try to eat it on the account of the animal being well past its expiration date.
Okay.
And because it's so old that there could be something in it that would kill you. They said that apparently there's stuff in there that, you know, maybe has not evolved and it might, our digestive system couldn't handle it and you might have all sorts of problems if you took a bite out of it. But they did it for blanks and giggles. An Australian food firm is talking about this. Yes, resurrected flesh. They found a mammoth and they actually did take a small sample size of the meat. And then, of course, they got to make it with something else because you don't have enough meat on the bone because it's, you know, it's
you got to substitute.
It's like a 10 million year old beef jerky on a bone kind of woolly mammoth. It doesn't look like what you'd see on Fred Flintstone.
Okay, so this is like the meatless meat.
They take a little bit of meat and then they apparently mix it using some stem cells and then they take it with I'll give it the science here, a DNA sequence with a mammoth myoglobin muscle protein responsible for flavor. Then they filled in the missing gene links with DNA of an elephant, which is the closest relative to the woolly mammoth.
Okay.
And then apparently, I guess they take it from either a goat or whatever, or a cow, and then they meet. That's when they pat the meatball together.
What is this, Jurassic Park?
Exactly. Jurassic Park evoking process. The Guardian newspaper in England was talking to the doctors and the scientists who made this. They said it was ridiculously easy and fast to develop. The hybrid protein developed in a couple of weeks. But scientists, as we said, hesitant to try on the account of the animal not being around for many years. You might just eat it and die.
Okay, I'll pass.
So basically, it's just a publicity stunt for these scientists forever. You might want to know, Singapore is the only country where lab-grown meats can legally be sold to consumers. And
again,
this is the wave of the future, by the way.
I'll pass. Here's the
synthetic
deal.
Meat.
What sauce am I eating this with?
Well, what would Fred Flintstone use?
Yabba dabba doo. Because that's my other thing. I would just be afraid to taste it.
I guess you'd use some A-Rock.
A-Rock? Not A-1. A-Rock. You know.
I like a side of bone marrow or something like that.
Yes.
And bone marrow's good, by the way. Have you had bone marrow before?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
The bone marrow appetizer. Oh, the one they used to have at Yardbird.
Great.
The one down in Miami, the one in Vegas. Giddy up. By the way, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration declared cultivated chicken safe to eat, meaning it's perhaps not too long before a steak from concentrate is on the menu here in the U.S.
Listen, for all of you who are into the meatless meat thing, God bless you. I'm not. I don't want my meat with soy and peas and mushrooms and various, you know, wheat gluten and coconut oil.
Yeah,
I want meat.
I've tried some of those meatless burgers, and they should say flavorless burgers.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
No, I know people are on this, but I'm just saying, like, that's what this sounds like to me.
But if you could do this and they could...
And then you're going to disguise it as a woolly mammoth piece of meat.
But if you could... There's the novelty of me going to Wendy's like, can I have the number 18 pterodactyl burger, please? You know, you got a little bit of
Carl!
Actually, it's a bird. It'd be the pterodactyl sandwich. It would be the pterodactyl burger.
Sir, would you like a wing or claw?
Yes. And I'd like that meat tusk, please, as well. Hey, while we're talking about meat at the store, watch for the price of tequila to shoot up. Apparently, extreme weather conditions the past few years down in Mexico and other areas of the world has hurt the crop production of the base and main ingredients in tequila, according to Everstream Analytics chief meteorologist John Davis, because some guys are shorting tequila crops. But apparently, large agave crops are needed to meet the demand, and apparently the weather in Mexico is way too dry. And it's apparently this crop can handle, it's like a cactus, can handle almost all conditions, but it's been that dry in Mexico that they're having a hard time coming up with enough agave to squeeze into tequila.
Well, they could have some of our rain. And this is very distressing to me because I love tequila. I'm a big tequila guy. And now you're telling me the prices are going up.
Precipitation across the country, less than 25% of normal. So, again, just like when you have, like, frozen orange juice, like when you're the Dukes and you're trying to, your cousins are trying to corner the market.
Yeah.
In the Eddie Murphy movie. You know, you're betting on the I guess some guys are shorting tequila, but watch for the price potentially to go up. All right, from the price of tequila in the liquor store to watching your back at Kroger when you're buying wine. Channel 2 has a story, which is pretty unbelievable. A woman distracts a shopper at a Kroger up in Dalton, asking her some advice about a good bottle of wine. The woman bends over to show her a wine on the shelf when she reaches into her purse and snatches her wallet.
Oh.
Yep. Police said the incident started at Kroger on March 10th. Victim said the suspect asked her for some recommendations on some grapes. She bends over. Whoosh, she steals the wallet. And before you know it, she charges nearly $3,000 at a Walmart and Walgreens.
Get your hands out of my pocket.
That's just not right.
No, it's not.
That's just not cool at all, man. Come on. Hey, by the way, it was funny just talking about crime and punishment. I was telling you off the air. I was telling Mike Conti about this, too. We're all big Godfather fans. I know Chris is younger, so you finally have seen The Godfather, though, right?
One, two, and three.
There you go. It's good to hear the young kids still get it. I'm reading the book. You've got to read this book. It's called Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli. It's the story behind the story of how The Godfather's made. If you're like us and you like The Godfather, this stuff is unbelievable, Carl. From how they had real mobsters in the movie.
Yeah.
Mobsters trying to stop the movie from being made unless they were going to get a piece of the action. And all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And the guys that were going to be cast to play Michael Corleone, the role that made Al Pacino. Could you imagine Robert Redford playing Al Pacino?
Was he up for the role?
That's who Robert Evans, the head of Paramount, wanted at the time. So anyway, I'm just reading this book, and I'll probably finish this on the plane to Houston. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Now again, Godfather came out in 72.
Yes.
Right? In 72. They re-released it. They have a couple of different times, and I think, was it last year, Mike, the 50th year anniversary? I believe it was.
Right.
Where they released it in theaters. Point is.
And then Paramount Plus has the making of the Godfather, I think, series also going on at the same time. This is basically what the book is. It's based on this book.
Okay, the making of.
Right.
But my point is, into like Chris said, if you've not seen one, two, or three, it's worth it. It's a classic. Like,
right.
I would invite anybody to say, hey, I'm going to take the next X amount of months. And one day a week or once a month, I'm going to watch a classic and just see what all the hype has been about.
Chris just said one and two were great. I was at number three when Sofia Coppola gets shot at the end. The entire theater stood up and applauded because she was that bad. She was in a tough spot. She'd never acted before.
Yeah.
For those who don't know the story, Winona Ryder was going to play the role of Michael Corleone's daughter. They had to improvise. But anyway, for fathers out there, for women listening, for Father's Day, Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli. If your guy's a movie guy, he'll love it. There's your guy talking.
Coming up. Coach says he was banged up, and that's the reason why we didn't get what we needed from him. Well, I'm going to need a lot more this upcoming season. We'll talk about it as part of our Falcon Report next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.